Daddy? Are you awake? It's your little girl. I hope I didn't wake you. Is it okay if I crawl into bed with you? I know you're alone, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. I love curling up beside you in bed. Daddy, I couldn't sleep. I saw something today when you were at work, and I really don't know where to begin. I love you so much, and I need to tell you what happened. I came home earlier from school, I guess earlier than expected, and I heard sounds coming from your bedroom. I know I'm always curious and a little naughty, so I can't help myself. I had to go upstairs and peek in. It sounded so intense and loud. It filled the entire house. I never heard that before, so I thought you were possessed and became a different man. It didn't take long to figure out why it sounded so different than usual, Daddy. Door was slightly ajar, so I just had to see. The stench of sex filled the hallway. I was just drawn to it. I peeked into the crack and, Daddy, I don't know how to say this. Mommy was fucking Brad, your best friend. Well, they weren't just fucking. He was ravaging her, Daddy. Owning her. He was taking her from behind, pulling her hair back, making her scream and moan. I've never heard her make those sounds with you. Yes, Daddy. I listen sometimes. I could hear his balls slapping against her ass, and he was, I don't know how to put this, just such a fucking man. I started playing with my little clit right there, watching him take mommy in your bed. There was something just so primal about it. He made her say all sorts of things, like how you couldn't compare to him, that he was a stronger man, that she will only fuck him from now on, and that you're a little wimp. Mommy cuckolded you, Daddy. I'm so sorry. Daddy, why are you so hard? And you're leaking? Oh my God, you know about this? You don't seem surprised or stunned at all. You're turned on by this. Oh my God, your cock just twitched. I can't believe it. My daddy is a cuckold. Daddy, I want to do it too. Oh, no, not fuck you like that. I want to be a big girl and get to do what mommy does. I want to cuckold you. And I think it should be with Brad. I think it'd be so humiliating for you if your daughter fucked the same man mommy was sleeping with. He'd feel like such a stud. He is Daddy, and a real man like him should take my virginity. Let me stroke your throbbing little cock, Daddy. I know you'll say yes. I know it turns you on. In fact, you dribbling out your seat will give me the permission to do as I please, Daddy. Listen to my words as I start to slowly stroke you. Daddy, I can make this even more degrading for you than Mommy can. I can emasculate you more because I'm still a virgin. I want to lose it in front of you. Not only that, I want you involved in a very humiliating way. I want you to offer my virginity to Brad, to the man that fucks Mommy. Oh, a little dribble of pre-cum. I gotta slow down a bit or you'll have a little accident. I know it's gonna be so easy getting your permission this way. Daddy, I want you to present me to Brad, strip me in front of him, and spread my legs wide. I want to hear you beg him to take your daughter's virginity, to call him a real man, the man of the house, the alpha, that you would be honored if he made your daughter into a real woman. I want him to deflower me, Daddy, and to make an even bigger cuckold of you, and Mommy to be watching. Daddy, you're about to come. You can't hold back. And if you come, I'm gonna cuckold you with him. Spreading your cucky seed all over your little girl's hands. So I can fuck Brad now? I love you, Daddy. Bye.